Sun's going down. There's not much time left. Is there anywhere else you want to go? To help you in this attempt of changing my mind? Really? Well, suit yourself, I guess. This planet seems doomed. Look, I got a question for you. You've shown me these places and made me try these foods or activities and drinks, but you also showed me some real shit places and you didn't disagree with some of the things that I was stating, so why? What made you think that I would, you know, stop? Why do you think I'd just believe in the some beauty that I saw? Please, tell me you have a good explanation for this. This has to be a part of your master plan, right? I mean, no idiot just decides to half-assedly get into a deal like this with a goddess, right? Yeah. Fuck. You're good. You're good. I appreciate the honesty. So the reason why we went to all of those places was you just wanted to live, do the things that you didn't do yet. I mean, technically you fucking used me, but fuck. Hell, mate, I think I'd do the same, to be honest. No, though, some of the places we went to, they were nice. The foods, too, even though I don't really need to eat. But they were nice. I'll give you that. Look. You know, things weren't always like this. I actually used to be in a place like this. Bit shittier, bit more advanced, but it was home, and I didn't like it. So I raged out and screamed and fought and all of that shit. I won't get too into it, but I had to make a decision. I had to make a choice. The powers that I have now come from the core of that planet. The core that kept everything going, that powered every living being there, that powered the machines, it was in everything. And I took that. So home is no more. But with that power, I decided that I was going to do better. I was going to help people. So I went to another planet and I lived among them. I wanted them to have the freedom that we didn't have. So I granted them that. But it was a fucking mistake. They lived happily for a while, but then something just broke inside them. They began to steal and kill and form certain groups. They hated certain kinds. It was awful. So the next planet, I decided to add some rules and try to help them live amongst each other with equality and balance so they can just be free and do whatever they want. But some of them didn't like those shackles, the rules that bound them or stopped them from being able to do something they wanted to do. Ultimately, when one person breaks a rule, then another person can follow and break it too. And then they just fucking destroy everything. They ruin what was good. I kept on trying. I kept on trying and trying with each different planet, trying to do something better. I tried to expect a different outcome with every attempt, but it didn't work. And I started to realize that whenever you have rules, they just get broken by someone, and the crowd follows. People who didn't like those rules rise up. And then eventually, if not taken care of, they come on top. Like how I did. Again and again and again, I would see the same thing happen when I wanted people to be happy. Freedom didn't make them happy because they ended up killing each other. Rules didn't make them happy because they felt suppressed. Any sort of middle ground just didn't seem to exist. There was no fucking equilibrium. There was no perfect balance. And I kept trying to find that answer, but each time I felt more and more like a fucking idiot. So I handled it. If they wanted destruction, I would show them destruction. So each of those planets I helped, that I tried to fix, I decided to erase. Call it what you want, but I was doing them a favor. This place, sure, you haven't seen any goddesses or gods try helping this fucking place, but I'm sure you fleshbags have tried to do something about it, and sure, things change, but not enough. Everyone's different. Everyone has their own mind. Everyone has their own views and opinions on things. And sure, sometimes you can share it with the majority, but there's also people who will want to kill you for having that view with the majority. And then there's the division and anger and hate and just always wanting to clash at each other. And it's everywhere. fucking everywhere. It's even in me. I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect at all. Because I did it. That's how I got my powers. That's how I got here. Because I stood up and I went against the majority. I went against those that I despised. And I killed them. I didn't just kill them. I wiped my own planet away. It's a continuous cycle that no planet seems to be able to get away from. As long as there is some sentient creatures that inhabit it, there is no such thing as being able to escape that. To win against it. I think you already knew that this place would burn. There is no changing my mind. I won't be made a fool again. Destroying things gets me nowhere. I completely understand that. But these animals are just going to continue killing each other. There's always going to be that division and hatred and bitterness. And sure, I could just let it go. I really could. But fuck that. Fuck that. I mean, seriously. This world's just gonna implode on itself one day. Might as well speed it up. Look, this place has beautiful aspects to it. But after seeing what I've seen for that long, to the point where it feels maddening, destroying and trying to help things, it's fucking awful. That's why I'm a destroyer. It's the only thing I know now. It's the only thing I can do. When I tried to use this for good, I got met with disappointment, with doing the same thing over and over again, and never getting a different outcome. With destroying things, I don't need to do that anymore. And the people here don't really need to suffer anymore. Things don't get better. They just get worse. Until eventually it's too bad. Until eventually you need to erase it and start anew. But even when you start anew, it'll go bad. Unless you can program everyone to work the way you want them to, or to be completely identical. There's no working through it. And even then, I'm sure they would find a way to hate each other for being too similar. I would rather burn this fucking planet to the ground and relish in the ashes and walk this barren, burnt wasteland than ever spend another minute amongst these animals that surround us. And don't get me wrong, I'm not excused. I'm a fucking animal and you are too. But you're one animal I'd like to spend time with more. No, this place is going to burn. But you don't need to burn with this place. What I'm saying is, you've been honest with me, and you can see where I'm coming from. I know I'm not right, but I also know I'm not wrong. But there really doesn't seem to be any middle, you know? You could do this with me, you know? You could watch. I'm sure you have friends and loved ones down here. But you could be something more. It's what I chose. Whether it was the right or wrong option, I chose it. You could be given a fraction of this. You could travel and go to so many different planets and experience life like you have these past 2 days. Being able to go around and go from country to country on a planet in a few minutes. Just to try out something, then go over to another country and do the next. You could own that. You could have a lot of fun with that. Quite frankly, it's lonely being like this. But if you decide to join me, we could burn brighter than a supernova. You don't exactly need to destroy everything in your path. I mean, I don't need to. But I still do. With that kind of power, you do whatever you want. Who's gonna stop you? Now, maybe another god or goddess will try to stop you one day, but haven't tried with me. Feel like I'm on their radar though. You know, if they exist. Which, I mean, if I exist, then of course some others would, right? Despite this place also being a shithole, you didn't decide to hide it. You was honest. You was aware. I'm aware as well. Let's watch this place burn together. Let's see what damage we can do before we move on to the next. That could be pretty worthwhile. So, tell me. You too chicken shit to take my hand or what? Clock's ticking. You really don't have much time until midnight. Make your choice. Hello, my darlings. Next episode will be the last episode, and it will be a little shorter because it will just be a conclusion. I really hope you guys have enjoyed this mini series. I just came up with the idea randomly one day, and I remembered that I had the ability to explore it and demonstrate it. So, you know, why not? There are
a lot of conflicts when it comes to people following rules and freedom, and never seems to be a middle ground. There's just always going to be some disconnect and conflicts and division and shit like that. I don't know if anyone can ever really live in harmony, despite how much some people would want it. It just seems impossible, and debating that and trying to figure out things to do to come around it, it's like a continuous cycle that is maddening because you just can't get that answer. And that's kind of what this goddess is going through. She's tried to use her powers for good, and it was a continuous cycle that just constantly backfired on her, and she expected a different result, but there was no different result. She was always getting fucked for it. And when she decided to destroy things instead, the result is the same. There is no different outcome after it. But I hope you guys enjoyed it. You guys are amazing. I want to remind you that you're all cared for and loved. Thank you all so much for watching this video. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your weeks. And I'm saying a lot. Goodness me. Hello. But yeah, I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your weeks. I won't threaten you this week. That was a lie. If you don't take care of yourselves, I am going to drown you in water. I'm going to give you a water bottle and force you to continuously drink it until you tell me while you're trying to drink the water at the same time as tell me that you're going to take care of yourselves. And then when I feel like you're ready, I'll take the water bottle from you and then I'll give you a hug. Wait, I just kind of threatened to waterboard you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I love you. I love you. I'm sorry.